back home for the first time in a couple of weeks. It was a promising start on Sunday. The first quarter fun gave way to a month of mistakes. Frustration is building, but it's not boiling yet.
Obviously, yelling and screaming is not going to help.
Plenty of people are doing that. The answers still unknown. The search continues right now.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
Competing is not just an effort, and I want our team to understand that. Yeah, we have good effort. We have good effort. But that's not all competing's about.
No doubt the Jacksonville Jaguars are maintaining a positive outlook. They believe in the process, but it's evident on Gus Bradley's face this is not fun right now. An inauspicious start to this new era for the Jags. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. The therapy session has started. It's not a recording. I say it all the time. We will have some fun on this show despite another rough Sunday. Jeff, Gus Bradley said on his radio show last week he had never been 0-3. Well, now he's 0-4.
Which means he's never been 0-4 either. And it doesn't get any easier. I mean, every day you got to stand up and talk to the media. You don't want to have something different to talk about, but you're kind of right. It's kind of sounding the same. They got to get better.
And you have to preach that same message to your players as well. Tonight we have a Jags player with us in studio. He's been quite a find for this football team. His name is Will Blackman. The Jaguars cornerback out of Boston College was a 2006 draft pick of the Green Bay Packers. A year ago, he was completely out of football, bit by the injury bug, almost joined the Arena League. 2 years ago, Will was a member of the Super Bowl champion New York Giants, so he has a Super Bowl ring, and that is instant credibility in this league. And, of course, the way he's playing these days is also some credibility. Will Blackman, glad to have you. He's also from the great state of Rhode Island.
Whoa.
I want to mention that, too, but I'll only mention that once on this show. How about that Super Bowl ring and the way you're playing right now? Nobody really knew much about you, Will, and this month, first month of the season, we're finding out some.
Yeah, no, it's been a real long journey. You know, at one point, I was known as a dangerous return man long ago in 2008, but I did sustain a couple of injuries that held me back for a bit, but I persevered and overcame adversity.
How does that happen? I mean, I'm watching you play, and you're on the street. I mean, were the injuries that bad? Because you're starting, you've got return ability, you've got a lot to offer any team.
Right, yeah, you know, it was pretty bad. I had two ACL surgeries and a third, which was a knee scope. So three surgeries on my left knee. I had two surgeries on my right foot, which I broke twice. So I was saying 7 years, I think I hit injury reserve about four times. So it was just, it was tough. But I knew I was born to do this, so I just stayed with it and fought.
Good to see you healthy and playing well. And we're looking at a video of that Super Bowl championship with the New York Giants. It does add credibility. I mean, the guys ask you about that run?
They don't ask me much. You know, I try to leave it out because, you know, I'm on a different team. That was then. That was with the New York Giants. But I've been around what it's like to win a lot and to deal with adversity and fight through it and try to get back to the top. So that's one thing that I do try to help with the younger guys.
Well, and hopefully you'll be able to help some of these younger guys come along because the plays are starting to come. And here's let's take a look at the top plays from yesterday's game. So light them up.
Play number three, goal line stand for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And this was big at the time, held the Colts to a field goal in the first half.
Yeah, I thought this was great, Will. I mean, you guys gave up a scramble to Andrew Luck. They have first and goal. I think it was at the four-yard line and three plays. You guys held them to a field goal and only allowed the score to tie up. That was a big stand.
Yeah, I mean, it shows what we can do when we do the right things, when we're in the right spots, when we have great communication. And when we do the things we need to do, we'll make it difficult for teams to get in the end zone.
And one of those plays there, excellent position by Alan Ball on one of those throws.
Jags have to find a way to be more consistent on that front. The game-changing play, play number two, Darius Butler, pick six on a ball that should have been caught, Jeff.
And you guys never seem to recover, Will. And the guy that makes this play, you guys have something in common.
Yeah, that's a good friend of mine, Darius. He and I both were home last year watching football. We were both on the couch, and we were just talking, encouraging each other to get back, and we're both back making plays.
Pretty incredible that there are two guys like that playing the way you guys did in that game Sunday. Play number one now. Will Blackman interception, and obviously it was a big play, but could have had a lot more too.
Yeah, could have had a lot more if he was allowed to keep the one that was earlier in the game. We'll get to that in a minute. But this is just that was just a mystery by Andrew Luck. I mean, throws the ball right to you. You were kind of between one deep guy and one short guy, and I don't know what Andrew Luck was throwing, but can't complain.
Yeah, they noticed that we played off a lot last week, so I showed him a little bit of press and then came off late. So I think the communication was the receiver tried to convert a route he wasn't supposed to.
All right, it's time for Xfinity Speed Play of the Game, and we're going to take it. We do not have it right now. We'll show you the Xfinity Speed Play of the Game in just a little bit. But let's talk more right now with Will Blackman. You mentioned, I mentioned, he could have had another interception, could have had a forced fumble as well, which was still a wacky play. Still not sure what happened on that one. But this could have been a big game for you.
Yeah, you know, I just I prepared well, and I didn't do anything out of the ordinary. I just played my technique and allowed things to happen. So that's all I did.
Well, the disappointing thing was the first opportunity that was lost, the interception that wasn't an interception because you guys had defensive end Jason Babin offside. Your offense is struggling. That would have given them the ball, what, about the 41-yard line?
Right.
And a great opportunity to take it in and convert some points out of it.
Yeah, you know, it's just tough. Just as a team, as a whole, we're still trying to find our identity. You know, and I think once we establish who we are and our purpose and develop some kind of a creed, we'll definitely be able to change this around for sure.
You know, great awareness right there, stripping Trent Richardson. And I watched the film today, and I didn't see where a referee, the one that was right there at it, he didn't even stick his whistle in his mouth until the ball was on the ground. So I don't know how in the world they could have said it was an inadvertent whistle.
Well, what was funny is, as soon as I stripped it out, then the whistle blew, but he said he didn't see the ball come out. He just saw a bunch of guys scrambling, you know. So I was confused because it happened against the Raiders with Dwight Lowry. He actually scooped the ball up, dead ball foul. They replayed it, and we got the ball. So I was confused myself.
And I was real happy with that because, you know, Denard Robinson, when they threw him the ball and he drops it,
right,
they didn't blow a whistle on that play, which, of course, it was just an incomplete pass, but they allowed that play to go.
Right. Well, it's tough with judgment calls.
Yeah.
I don't want to make excuses, but I heard rookie officiating crew out there on Sunday. Well, hey, it doesn't matter if you're a rookie. It doesn't matter if you're a veteran. You can't make mental mistakes in a football game, especially the way you guys are challenged right now to get something going. Too many of them on Sunday, right?
It's tough because, I mean, we're not in the position where we can make mistakes and still, you know, compete to win this game. We need to do everything in our power to make it very difficult for teams to beat us, you know. So that's, once again, just being smart, being disciplined, and playing smart within the rules and communicating within our team.
We're going to talk more defense here with our Xfinity Speed Play of the Game, and it is Tyson Alualu, who thought played well against the run, but it was this sack play of Andrew Luck that looked really nice, too.
From the left-end position, there he is highlighted, beats not only Gosler Chehrlis, but then powers Linkenbach, the guard, onto his butt. And, you know, there's not very many guys, Will, that can bring Andrew Luck down by themselves. He's an incredibly strong quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it all week. You know, there was a play against the Raiders, I believe, where the guy had him straight up and he just tossed him off. So we emphasized that Luck is very, very strong. He's bigger than you think. And we made a point to wrap him up and get him down for sure.
Here's the good news for the Jacksonville Jaguars this week against St. Louis. They will get Justin Blackman back. Suspension is over, and that could also help a guy like Cecil Shorts. You see Cecil, you see Blackman in practice all the time.
Your
cousin. It's not really his cousin.
We don't know yet.
Not that you know of.
You can confirm that, not I. But, you know, Cecil struggled yesterday. But what do you think about the two of them? How good can they be together?
I think it's going to be great, you know, where they have to account for Justin now, you know, where if Cecil gets hot, then they'll overload and try to double him up and be aggressive on Cecil. So I think it's definitely going to help for sure.
Cecil Shorts III has become a leader on this football team. He knew he had a rough day on Sunday against the Colts.
Those days come, and you got to deal with it, learn from it, keep your head up and keep trucking. You know what I mean? Bad days are going to happen.
They're going to happen, but right now, like we've been saying, margin for error, very, very slim.
Margin for error, and Will, you know very well, when you get two weapons on each side of an offense, as a defense, it's much harder to be able to cover both.
Right. No, absolutely. And once again, hopefully that it'll open some things up so Mojo can get going too. You know, definitely it's going to be cool when we can establish our run game and also have threats on the outside for sure.
Mm-hmm. Back home, Will, we say margin for error. That's how we say it in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
All right, it's time for a little trivia time right now here in Jaguars All Access. Last week, we asked you about a famous alum of Paul Posluszny's high school. The answer, of course, was Tony Dorsett. Here is tonight's question. Will Blackmon is tied for the most punt returns for touchdowns in Packers history with three. Who is he tied with? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. Still to come on Jaguars All Access. Lots to break down from Sunday's loss. Jeff is headed over to the Smart Board. Plus a special surprise on Sunday at the bank. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers. Sounds of the game.
Go, baby, let's go.
Let's go. Sometimes I feel like a man, I got it.
3 hours out today. Why not give it all we got? Let's eat, baby. Big day today.
Play ball. Play ball.
I don't know nothing about the world already.
1, 2, 3.
A good day for football here in Northern Ford.
Luck takes the snap. Here comes pressure up the middle. Luck turns and throws in this one. It's intercepted! Blackman's got it!
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. What?
Hey, you're not going to get this today. Let's turn it up.
He does this automatically. It's fake. He's waiting.
Here's play action. And Luck, under pressure, going to get hit. And down he goes. He gets sacked. What a play by Tyson Alualu.
Trying to block the oncoming rush of Allen. And down goes Luck. Russell Allen coming through with the sack. On a net. Is all she wrote from Jacksonville.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
The pride of the Jaguars is filling up. We are hearing tonight the best quarterback in franchise history. Mark Brunell is joining the likes of Tony Boselli, Fred Taylor, and the Weavers in the pride of the Jaguars. More details coming on Tuesday. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. Will Blackmon will join us again in just a moment. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Loggeman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff, you played with Mark. He was a mobile quarterback, and that's a topic on the Smart Board tonight.
Well, you're right. And the Jaguars faced one yesterday in Andrew Luck, and he's got a great knack for making time in the pocket himself or pocket presence. Let's jump right into the tape because watch how Andrew Luck moves. And from the end zone shot of the film, you can really tell how he ends up buying more time in the pocket. It gets squeezed from the backside, then he starts to feel front side and he shuffles forward. And you'll notice the whole time his shoulders are square, ready to throw, and his feet are set. Now, another play, and now it's incomplete, but still, it wanted you to see him in the pocket. Now, watch Andrew on this play. Drops back, hits his plant foot. He's got a little pressure coming from Sendarek Marks. All he does is shuffle away to find an open area to buy more time, comes forward, and gets a completion to T.Y. Hilton. Now, Blaine Gabbert has to get better in the pocket as a quarterback. Here's an example. When he drops back here, he's got some pressure that comes from up to the left side, but he has the ability to possibly step up and create more time like Andrew Luck does. But once you get going lateral, it's hard to square your shoulders and make a throw down the field. Now, later on in the game, he had another opportunity to create time in the pocket, but by just staying stationary. He's got a clock going off in his head. Stay in the pocket, maybe shuffle to your left. That opening to his left right there, maybe he could have shuffled and found an opening there to throw the ball downfield. But instead, once you escape and you escape with speed, it's hard to throw. Now, he made good decisions, Brent, in getting rid of the ball and not taking sacks. But at the same time, he has to get better as a quarterback. And in the pocket, it's also got to be happening there.
Yeah, Jeff, and he's got the athleticism to do it.
He does.
All right, where will the Ozone take us tonight? Get ready to duck and cover. The Jags are 0-4. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier right now is in the CBest Ozone.
I'm John Osier with the Ozone Question of the Day. And Kristen from St. Augustine writes, I hate to be negative, Ozone, but we're 0-4 and it doesn't look good. In fact, it looks bad. Maybe it's time to break out the fedora. Something, Ozone. Anything. Ah, the fedora. Black. It's sleek. Sharp-looking guy. Look, I get it. 0-4 stinks, but the fedora, that's so last year. Last year, there was shock, if not awe, at the Jaguars' difficulties. This year, despite a more difficult start than a lot of us expected, we did know this was a build, a process. So here's what to do. Think of the Jaguars this season as people once thought of me, a fledgling budding creature with hope. Bambi, if you will. Well-bred and built to the right stuff, but needing love and nurturing. After all, not everything begins rugged and manly. Film Room, after all, started his career like this. Not everything begins baby-faced and charming. Sports director, after all, once looked like this. Still pretty charming. And even Mike McCormack, our beloved all-access czar who just hates all this attention lately, was once a young czar and looked like this. And this building stuff isn't just an excuse for another gimmicky ozone photo theme. It translates to the NFL. Before the Patriots won the Super Bowl in 2001, they were 0-2 and 6-10 the year before. And before the Seahawks became Super Bowl contenders, they were competing and building in 2010 and looking for the right parts. Gus Bradley saw that Seattle story firsthand, and it's why he'll stay the course with these Jaguars. He knows the destination and knows it's reachable. So no, Kristen, no fedora, because there's no panic. Not around Everbank, not this year. And before you panic, remember, success doesn't always come quickly. And sometimes a fledgling creature, even a Bambi destined for greater things, can look pretty troubling when he's trying to find his legs.
Free fedoras for everyone, courtesy of John Osher. More from the Ozone on Jaguars.com right now. Hey, still more to come right here on Jaguars All Access. Up next, more with Will Blackman, plus a super moment that you don't want to miss from Sunday at the bank.
Get a ball out. Yeah, baby. A little football out here. What's up?
This is Jaguars All Access.
All right, Jackson DeVille. He's a risk taker. He lost a bet to the Colts mascot Blue, and so he got pelted with paintballs this afternoon, 40 of them, Jeff. Had no truth to the rumor that Jeff was the shooter here.
I wanted to be, but I wasn't allowed to be, but he's got a screw loose now.
One?
Oh, look at that slow-mo. That had to hurt. I hope he had the sense to at least to wear a few extra layers.
I don't think so. I think he's got some welts because he's crazy. Don't try that at home. All right, we're more with Will Blackman, Jeff Logman, Brent Martin in just a moment here. But first, a special moment at the stadium on Sunday. This was fantastic. Take a look.
He spent nearly a year on deployment in Afghanistan. But U.S. Army First Sergeant Robert Jackson Sr. had to wait a few more minutes on Sunday.
Excited, a little nervous, but I'm looking forward to seeing my family and reuniting with them.
The wait was almost over. While his family stood in the end zone, they watched Sergeant Jackson's video message.
I'll see you soon.
Then the moment that never gets old and still gives you the goosebumps, the surprise reunion between husband and wife, father and kids, and brother and siblings.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, I'm so glad to have him home. You have no idea. It's been a long 11 months, so I thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Go, Jack!
A moment well worth the wait.
I talked to him, but I didn't know he was coming home, so he got me on that one. But and he's never good at surprising me, so it just never worked. But he got me this time.
Great job by the Jaguars game day staff. A couple of nuggets from there. He has two daughters and a son. One of the daughters turned 12 years old on Saturday, so quite a birthday present. And he also watched his son's game sometime last week. He's been in the States for 10 days, but they didn't know. Oh. So actually watched it from about 200 yards away. Just to see his son play soccer, but the family didn't know about it. So that's a secret
pretty good.
And work in the making for about three months.
That's real good. Those moments are always emotional. I mean, even just watching it yesterday, I was getting tears in my eyes watching it because I can't imagine doing what they do. I mean, it's truly special.
And it's something here in Jacksonville, obviously, we take a lot of pride in. And even players, they get caught up watching that sometimes. I know you guys are busy at work, but it's pretty cool.
No, I watched it, and it definitely never gets old. It's always cool, definitely.
You've got the camouflage pants on tonight, too, so appropriate for that. Speaking of clothing, you do some modeling. He asked me, actually. He said, don't bring this up on the show. He might not talk to me ever
so
again.
So much for that. But you guys are Rhode Islanders, you know. You're tight. It's okay.
I live in California. That's all you need to know.
well, tell us about this one.
I signed to a branding agency, modeling branding agency in California. Called what is it called? Brand and Talent Modeling. I forget the name. I'm sorry, but I did a little bit of that. was just having fun in the offseason. I wasn't signed anywhere, so I was just living it up a little bit.
Have the guys in the locker room seen that magazine cover?
Oh, yeah. Coach Gus got me like 4 times, like last week, I think. So during meetings, we'll put up a funny picture of somebody, and he got me 4 times. So I had to pull him aside. I'm like, Coach, what's going on, man? He said, I'm just trying to challenge you, and right, he challenged me.
A real question here. So that magazine is real. It's not one of those things that, like, you know, you go and get your picture taken.
No,
and
you know, superimpose it on the magazine. It's the real cover. Deal, yeah. It's the real deal.
All right. Well, you got a model, your cover model, and you're also going to get a watch for appearing on tonight's show. You're going to receive a limited edition Buehler Swiss watch. Buehler Swiss watch is the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. When we come back, our headlines for the week to come, including that guy. Back in action.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access G-Series Prime Headlines. Justin Blackmon returns. Could be big for the offense. Road swing coming up. St. Louis, then Denver, and, of course, London later in the month. And accountability, Jeff. That's what it's all about. We're going for.
And I'm sure that that was one of the big things that Gus talked about today in the meeting, wasn't it?
It definitely was. Just everyone needs to be accountable and just have discipline, you know, and do everything right. Once again, we're a young team, and we just have to take care of everything for sure.
All right, for John Osier, Jeff Lagerman, the Rhode Islander,
oh,
Will
boy.
Blackmon. I'm Brett Martin. Have a good night, everybody.